Stolen Water is Sweet, written by Lamon B. Lyons, Jr., read by Shane Browning. The commercial was ending as I returned with my snack into the living room. The website address and the catchphrase remained on the screen like a stain on the carpet. Quote, "Life is short. Have an affair," unquote. Read the website's catchphrase. My shock was entangled with confusion and disbelief. Was this a crude joke? Did I just see an advertisement promoting an extramarital affair? Has the concept of whatever happens here stays here overtaken every aspect of life? A little research into the above-mentioned commercial sponsor spotlighted a revelation of sorts. It was not a joke. The latest lowest denominator of human nature, the self-only attitude of the me generation, has exploded into the minds of mankind. Almost all electronic media avenues have taken turns expanding on what is labeled a new provocative lifestyle, a lifestyle defined by a descent beyond selfishness into the mire of satisfying one's desires with no accounting for any consequences. With this increased media coverage, people are persuaded that this variation represents what an expanding population is engaged in, and that this is somehow now acceptable. While striking at the core fundamentals of truth, honor, respect, and character, this life misdirection places self-gratification before any other aspect of existence. Using the present economical hard times as an excuse for avoiding divorce, this provocative lifestyle dictates a disastrous change in thinking about marriage commitments and cheating. It shuns and scoffs at the mention of any level of morality in a family environment, while it gorges on debauchery, lewdness, and wastefulness. The statistics on the rate of male or female infidelity calculated by numerous reports seem to range across the spectrum of percentages. The obvious reason for these varied results is based on the understanding that if individuals will cheat on their mates, they will also lie about the committing of the act. These actions are contemplated and executed out of view of others, and in shadowy hideaways at odd times of the day. The Word of God stands in direct opposition to this greed-driven lust of man. God clearly establishes his position on this matter throughout the Bible. In the words of Jesus Christ recorded in Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6, quote, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Unquote. There is no provision for multiple partners on either side of this oneness. Additionally, the phrase, quote, "let not man separate," unquote, is extremely poignant when you understand that approximately 95% of marriages that end in divorce identify the cause as the infidelity of a mate. The satanic mindset to unravel the fabric of the family structure is transparent. Using the powerful ingredients of lust, greed, and selfishness, Satan's plan continues to draw man away from God and fog the inspired covenant of marriage. Destroying the marriage commitment, this new provocative lifestyle helps to fracture the foundation of our already weakened society. The marriage relationship ordained by God between a man and a woman is based on outflowing concern, not inward obsession. The Apostle Paul explains the marriage relationship in his first letter to the Corinthians, that each mate's body belongs in turn to his or her mate, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 4. This focus promotes a mutual bond of trust and stability. In turn, this bond between a man and woman solidifies one of the integral ingredients of a stable, growing society. If you are confused by the views that are plastered throughout today's media or just looking for the true focus for a husband and wife, please order our free booklet, God's Plan for Happy Marriage.